apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Martha in Jacksonville, Florida, writes in an email, which you can send us at getwellradio.com. She says, my doctor is recommending that I do hormone pellets to increase my testosterone. What are your thoughts? Well, Martha, when it comes to testosterone, I tell you what, darling, it is a big deal, big topic. The pellets are pretty hot right now. They are. All the hormone replacement centers are using them. They're getting women's testosterone up around 140, 150, maybe even more. You become a little bit more aggressive. Your sex drive will increase. That's kind of a big selling point. More energy is another selling point. But they don't tell you about some of the other negative side effects that can happen, facial hair and some other issues. So be a little bit cautious. Of course, they can be helpful. All right? So getting your testosterone managed at a good level, I think that's too high personally. Again, you know, your doctor that's working with you is going to need to be the one to guide you on it. But there are ways to do it naturally, and my thoughts always are with hormone replacement, which I'm not against it by any means. But what I am against is not at least giving your body time with a good structured nutritional plan, and even using nutritional supplements or you know, natural methods to get the body to produce more itself. So that's always a good route to go for a period of time, and hopefully they told you that before you jumped right into the pellets, hopefully. But, you know, again, if you need them and they've gone through a certain protocol with you and you definitely need them, then, yeah, I mean, it's something that can be quite helpful to your body. But if not, just watch the levels and don't let it get too high. And make sure that whatever you're doing with the HRT group that you're working with, that your primary care physician sees the blood test results and they are okay with it as well. That you have everybody singing the same song, if you will, on the team, because that really does matter. All right, thanks for the email. 888-283-7272. Medicaid, they're saying spending is slowing down. The yearly growth in Medicaid spending slowed sharply last year, and enrollment in the program increased only slightly as the U.S. economy began to recover. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation survey, it found that for a fiscal year ending in June, total spending on Medicaid rose by only 2%. Compared with a nearly 10% increase in 2011, the enrollment growth was 3% compared to 4% in 2011 and 7% in 2010, New York Times reported. Along with improving the economy, cost-cutting by states also played a role in reducing spending on Medicaid and enrollment in the program, which provides health and long-term care coverage to more than about 60 million poor people, which costs the federal government and states more than $400 billion a year. A lot of dough there. Last year, 45 states cut or froze reimbursement rates for the hospitals and doctors, and 18 states scaled back benefits such as dental, vision, and drug coverage. Many states also expanded the use of managed care for Medicaid patients, the Times reported. So, interesting, that's for sure, with what's going on in Medicaid. You haven't seen anything yet until Obamacare kicks in. That will be the word for that. I think the word for the day on that is interesting. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a provider in your area, check out our website, mywellnessproviders.com. We've got healthcare providers that believe the same way, you know, we do right here that we talk about. So the lifestyle, nutrition, type care that we talk about. So if you're looking for someone in your area, you can just give us a call. And we've got them available as well. Network is growing every single day. Let's go to Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling. What's up?
I'm having, for the last several years, probably 5 or 6 years, I've had reoccurring stomach problems. Mainly located in the upper part of the stomach, right under the breast. It will be intense at some times, and then there are times when it's not so bad. And it's it will kind of radiate into the back. And it's not all the time. It's just, it really can't, there's no really pattern to it. But it's specifically bad when I eat a lot of meat.
Okay.
Which I've not done. I've kind of had to really cut that completely out. Or grains. Corn is just an absolute no-no. Any kind of nuts. And I'm under a lot of stress. I am overweight. Probably 100 pounds. I mean, I need to get that under control. And unfortunately, this has forced me to really cut back on all those great, terrible foods that I like, which should have been a long time ago.
Not that you stress eat, right? I know you don't do that.
I don't know. I don't, you know, there are times when I don't want anything to eat because I'm under financial stress, personal stress, you know, a combination of everything. And
I get it.
Then there are times when I just seems like I cannot get enough to eat. And it's always of the bad things that, you know, I know I should not have. But
sure.
Meat, pork is completely out. I don't eat any pork anymore. I don't
eat any
beef anymore. And those are the two main things that bothered me. But now chicken has even started to kind of aggravate it a little bit. And
so,
I'm a doctor-phobe, if that's a real word. I'm really scared of going to the doctor. And I'm, no offense to you, because if you were where I could go to you, I would probably go to you.
It's okay.
But I'm just always been that way for no particular reason, so.
Well, you know, here's the deal. First of all, my question to you is, what do you want?
I want any kind of general idea that you can give me what that might be. I've had people say it could be gallbladder, it could be, and I say people, just people I have conversations with, gallbladder, hernia, ulcers, you know, variety of anything like that. Is there anything that jumps out at you that it could be, or something that I could do to kind of alleviate that?
It's pretty classic. What you're telling me is pretty classic for gallbladder. When you got the pain in the it's actually the right upper quadrant is what we call it, but that's bottom line is under the rib cage right there by your breast. Okay, that is classic when that hurts and has kind of a crampy kind of hurt feeling, and it radiates into the back or the upper back. That's pretty classic for gallbladder. And if you're female. We call it the four F's, okay? So female, fat, 40, and flatulence. So if you guys have a lot of gas and digestive issues, that typically all goes hand in hand with gallbladder. But, you know, it's driven by stress, believe it or not. You know, it's not genetic. It's poor food choices over a long period of time. It's the extra weight that you're carrying, which, I mean, literally losing 50 pounds would transform your health. At this point. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, you know you need to come up with a new game plan. So that's nothing that I need to tell you. But, you know, as far as what's causing it, many times acetylcholine, which is a brain chemical that decreases when we're under a lot of emotional stress, the lowering of acetylcholine can cause and lead to some issues with the gallbladder. And that's kind of more on the natural side of things. So I'll tell you what, we'll go into a commercial break. When we come out, we'll talk about what to do when you're dealing with gallbladder issues potentially, and also what to do to raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. And I've got some other thoughts as well. So we'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, getwellradio.com. Check us out there. Of course, remember, no matter what you're dealing with, there's always hope to get well, stay well, and live well. And that's what this show is about. So we were talking about gallbladder. And, you know, really, when you have issues, you're overweight, and you're dealing with potential pains in the right-hand side of the rib cage. And we were talking about gallbladder and the potential for it, and if that's an issue. But there's some great natural ways to help that. First and foremost, I would do this, okay, because I know you haven't been to a doctor in forever, kind of, you know, not real a big fan, I guess, of going to a doctor on a regular basis. That's okay. A lot of people are. But the first thing you want to do, if you start having weird pains like that, is not to try to figure out on your own and get on the internet and talk with Dr. Google about it or Dr. Bing and try to figure that out. You got to be able to go in and, you know, make your own decisions and yes, but also get some really good professional advice. And you just go in, they can check it out. There's some basic scans they can do and figure out if it is indeed the gallbladder or anything. And that's a good thing to do, just to rule it out and give you peace of mind and a game plan of what to do. There's some natural options, too, if it is potentially gallbladder. And remember, we were talking about acetylcholine. So if you've been under a lot of stress, a lot of emotional stress, then it drives a brain chemical, our number one neurotransmitter, which causes one nerve to talk to another nerve called acetylcholine. Okay, when that chemical gets low in the brain and in the body, that's when you start having some issues like this. And through Eastern medicine, kind of Chinese medicine, there's a correlation with low acetylcholine and gallbladder function, the ability to break down fats in the body. Definitely not standard medicine, but there's a strong correlation. Anyway, so getting acetylcholine levels up in the body, what do you do? Well, there's a lot of foods you can eat that will raise acetylcholine. Most of the proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs are all very helpful. Egg, whole eggs are great because the choline that is in the egg yolk can actually raise acetylcholine levels too. That can help. Lecithin is really good. It's big, funny, fancy name. It's called phosphatidylcholine. Helps raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. And a couple of other things are helpful too. Club moss, huperzine A, vitamin B6, all can be helpful too. Go to your health food store. You can check out all of those as well. But yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. And then there's some flushes you can do for the gallbladder too to clean it out, provided that's even what it is. And that's why going to the doctor is a smart thing to do. Please, please go get it checked out, Dee. I think that'd be very wise. And losing the weight, here's my response to you, okay? When you want to drop the weight, you know, you got to decide that you want it first. So even though there might be a lot of stress in your life and there's a lot going on, it's making that decision that you want it, that it's time, that you're not going to settle for a life where you are overweight and to potentially end up with chronic diseases and dying early. You know, it's just not, there's more, you know, and you can have more. And that's what I want to see for you for sure. So it's making that decision. And there's going to be some changes that have to be made. You need to get coached. You need to have a personal trainer of some kind, a dietitian, a wellness coach, or a wellness team around you to really walk with you. Because physicians don't do that. That's not what they do. And so many people go to doctors and want nutritional advice. I mean, don't do that. They're going to tell you to drink more milk and eat your vegetables and take a vitamin D supplement. And I mean, it's not a knock on physicians because, I mean, I get it. But doctors, including myself, you're just not trained in medical school for nutrition. You're just not. Ask any doctor, they'll tell you. And that's why when you ask about vitamins, most doctors, they're like, well, yeah, take a multivitamin. Beyond that, I really don't know. And, you know, stuff probably doesn't work anyway. I mean, a lot of docs think that way. And it's not their fault at all. So just consider that. There has to be a new lifestyle plan made. And above that is you got to make the decision that you want it. You know, I mean, it has to be something you want and something that you desire so you can really go to that next level, okay? We're here for you. Just let me know. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Christine now. Hi, Christine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I've had a problem now. It's been about 4 years. The first sign that I received was I was just smelling the smell of mildew when I would breathe, and that lasted for a while. Then it eventually faded on to a smell that I referred to as cat urine. It almost had like a, I don't know, when cats mark their territory, had a kind of a that kind of a smell. That lasted for a while, and then now it smells like poop. I don't necessarily smell the smell myself. Other people smell it, and they not only smell it when I'm talking, but they can smell it when I'm breathing. So it's coming up, you know, and out of my nostrils as well. Now, I had them do, back when I first started having the problem, I had them do a chest X-ray to make sure my lungs were clear. Everything was fine there. And the dental checks to make sure there's no problem with my teeth, something in my mouth. And I've also had them check my tongue to see if there's some type of bacteria or something going on my tongue or hygiene type issues. And we can't seem to find any answers. Do you have any ideas?
What have the doctors said to you so far?
Well, they keep saying they can't find anything wrong. Everything seems to be fine. But it can't be fine because other people can smell. I can be sitting there breathing and other people can smell it.
Well, here's one thing I can tell you. When it comes down to the smell issue, a lot of times it can be a zinc deficiency. And with a zinc deficiency, it can cause issues with smell. And when you start using, you know, zinc, whatever it is, however you want to do it, with supplementation or with your foods, increasing nuts and almonds and that sort of thing, raising zinc levels can help with any kind of issue in smell, even if there's a loss of smell completely, which can happen, or kind of an alteration in smell. So that might be something you want to look into. And, you know, I really have seen that quite a bit, and I would look into it a little bit more, just research. Kind of you're on your own, zinc and its correlation with our sense of smell. If you've got too much copper in the body, see, that can offset that. It could be in your water supply or your food supply. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Remember, your life can change, but you have to be willing to change. To go to the next level in your health and your life requires that you simply make a decision that you want to get well, that you want to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And the good news is you can change. Just because you've been given a diagnosis doesn't mean you can't change. Doesn't mean you can't go to another level with your health and your life. But no one else can do it for you. You have to make that decision. The right amount of exercise, they're saying now, can boost your mental health. People who exercise 2.5 to 7.5 hours a week have a better mental health attitude. But more than that, it's associated with poor mental health. So too much exercise can actually have a negative effect. A new study suggests this. It says researchers compared mental health to exercise by analyzing self-reported data from more than 7,000 adults who took part in a survey. The largest mental health differences occurred with 2 to 4 hours of exercise per week. Beyond 4 hours, the trend begins to reverse. About 65% of those with poor mental health exercise more than 4 hours per week, compared to 55% of adults in better mental health. So the researchers found this. They were surprised to find that after 7.5 hours of exercise per week, symptoms of depression and anxiety increased sharply. And this was true in both men and women and people of all ages with different levels of health. Study published online in the September issue of the Journal of Preventative Medicine, which is the first to show the association between too much exercise and poor mental health, according to a Columbia News release. However, further research is needed to determine whether people who tend to be depressed and anxious are more likely to be physically active as a way to keep their mental symptoms under control, or whether greater amounts of exercise actually is the cause of the depression and anxiety. Researchers also emphasize that their findings support the notion that regular activity may lead to prevention of mental health disorders, which I really have seen a strong correlation with that throughout the years. And I have always believed that exercise, of course, with what it does to your mental capacity, your endorphins and whatnot, can make a big difference in your overall health. So look at exercise so much as a getting a new prescription for your life. It really does matter. It makes a difference. And even getting out walking, riding a bike, hiking, whatever it might be, getting the body moving on a regular basis is so good for your health in a variety of ways. So hopefully you'll make it a normal part of what you do every single day. Get your exercise. I'm a big advocate of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. Good news for exercise. All right, let's go to Glenn now on the phone. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I was listening to a caller earlier. I believe her name was Dee. And, you know, listening to her describe what was going on, you know, being afraid to go to the doctor, I can understand that. But by not letting yourself go, you know, because something's hurting could be, it could kind of be hiding something else, you know, anxiety, panic attacks. And, you know, being oversized is, you know, don't let that keep you from going, because the anxiety and panic could be from stress, which could also cause you some high blood pressure issues. I just lost a family member a couple months ago that put off going to the doctor because, you know, afraid of what they were going to be told, and, you know, not really ready to accept that. But you should never let that come in the way, you know, between you going to the doctor and finding out, because you're just opening the door for a whole lot more stress, and it can lead to something more serious, you know. And I just think you're putting yourself, you know, you're setting yourself up for a whole lot more pain down the road.
I agree. And going to the doctor, I mean, on a regular basis, at least getting a checkup once a year, which I'm a huge fan of. And when something is going wrong, I mean, when you've got an ache or a pain that sticks around longer than a couple of weeks and you don't really know what it is and it's not from an injury of some kind, having that checked out is going to be able to rule out the possibility of something that could be negative, give you peace of mind, cut down on the stress, and allow you to kind of move on. Or if it is something, then you know what it is and can come up with a game plan on how to tackle it, because time is always our friend if we're ahead of the game, but it can be our enemy if we're behind the ball. So, yeah, you make a great point, and I completely agree with you. So.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, some people, they have, you know, they say, well, I don't want to run up a bill, but, you know, no amount of money can replace your life, you know. And if you just let that go because of, like Dave mentioned, a fear of going to a doctor, you know, you have, there's ways of overcoming that, and you just have to reach out to the right person, or, you know, it may be a friend, it may be a family member, pastor at a church, mm-hmm. anyone, you know. Don't be afraid to reach out for that help, because that one little reach for help may be a grasp for something better.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I just hate to see somebody, you know, put themselves in a situation where, you know, all of a sudden it becomes something major when it could be really minor, you know, where they could say, hey, we found out, you know, you've got a stress problem here, and there's, in today's society, that happens a lot, you know, people are stressed out a lot. But, you know, for your own sake, Dee, for, you know, your family, someone that, you know, you may not even know, you know, do that for yourself. Reach out and get that help, because, it's, you know, we're all here for a reason, and let that doctor have the opportunity to reach out and help you. And don't look at it as so much as a hand out, but as a hand up. Mm-hmm. If it helps you in any way, it's a hand up.
Yeah, that's really good. It's great, Glenn. It's true. And so many people need to hear that. I think it's great. Call in just to share that. Thank you. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now with questions about your health. You can go online also, getwellradio.com. If you're looking for our wellness providers are practitioners in your area that believe the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that we talk about, and give us a call there at the office or check it out on the web. Let's go to Linda now. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
My problem started years ago with low thyroid,
mm-hmm.
and I'd been on Synthroid for years. Then I was under a lot of stress. I'm 70 years old. I was spending time with a friend who had an incurable illness, and I began to get a sore mouth, just stress, I guess, and you know why they called it lichen planus. And they said it was autoimmune. It went with, along with a lot of things. And then I just my health went down. I just got really sick and had a buildup of yeast in my whole body, my system.
Sure.
So then on top of that, my husband had to have heart surgery. So I've been a year now getting back on my feet, and he's doing fine. I nursed him through that, and my children were all concerned. They say, oh, it's just stress, Mother. But, I did find a very good doctor that got me on the methyl B12 shots, and he found I had nodules on my thyroid, and I had to have it removed because I was having trouble. Actually, didn't even realize I was having trouble swallowing, and I had begun to snore at night just terribly. The doctor said he didn't know how I was breathing, you know, and so I had it removed, and I'm doing fine with that, and I immediately stopped snoring. What I need to know, I continued to take a lot of enzymes for my stomach and getting my digestive tract back in order, and following along with your diet, and the doctor I was on was checking me out and giving me the things I needed as I went, and I finally got on a mild antidepressant that helped me a lot. What I need to know is how to keep my health.
Well, to stay on the track you're on, it sounds like you're really on the ball, because your eating habits have already got to a good place, which is fantastic, which I'm excited about. And, you know, the other thing that you want to look at with what you've been struggling with is keeping your adrenal glands healthy. These are your body's stress glands. B5 and vitamin C is always really good in helping support the adrenals as you're kind of building a good, solid game plan. Keeping your body more alkaline. You can get some pH paper from a health food store, and making sure your body stays at a very alkaline level can help quite a bit as well. But the immune system, at any level, you want to keep it, you know, not being overactive at all. And in a situation like this, it sounds like you've got, a good game plan. The medication is keeping your thyroid balanced with all that you've had done with it. But one thing I will tell you that many doctors don't check, you might want to mention it to your physician, is to have them check your anterior pituitary gland. And by checking that on a semi-regular basis, even though you've had the thyroid, removed in the situation that you have, the anterior pituitary is kind of a primary driver for the thyroid system. And the hormone itself in there is keeping everything at bay, but it's also good to support the anterior pituitary, making sure that, you know, it stays in top-notch shape. And, you know, it's the driver. They call it the master gland of the body, the pituitary, and so you always want to check on it. And a lot of times we don't in blood work, so you might want to get that looked at. Also, getting a genetic assessment done for your nutrition, finding out what your DNA blueprint is a great tool as well, because you know that way you can figure out exactly what your body needs, what it's deficient in. You can check that out at getgeneme.me. They're a great company that can help support that as well. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. We'll take your questions there if you'd like, or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. This show is about you. So if you're struggling with diabetes or heart disease or anxiety, depression, I mean, the list goes on and on. If you're dealing with any of these kind of health challenges, know that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out. It's possible, but you have to be willing to make changes. And that's the key. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard.
Yes, Dr. Asa. I'm a 52-year-old male. I'm grateful you've taken my call. I've heard your radio some time back, your broadcast there, and was very blessed with the wisdom that the Lord has given you. And I had a question. About a year and a half ago, my doctor has prescribed me with my A1C, my sugar levels being, you know, above normal, and I had had some bouts where I had, you know, had a couple light fainting spells. He put me on a diet, but that's not my great concern. The diet has helped me with my sugar levels being coming back to normal, but my concern is I have had a history since I was a young little fella with problems with my colon, and I have had a colonoscopy, but everything supposedly checked out good except for irritation that they saw. I was wondering what you might have information concerning there.
Well, the biggest thing is cutting down inflammation in the gut. I mean, that's always the key. So your eating choices make the biggest difference, obviously. And so getting that structured, cutting out inflammation, lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, as far as that goes. Good whey protein that's hormone-free, antibiotic-free. That's always good. Now, your carbohydrates are a key. That's where people get kind of they get messed up. And, you know, you hear about the high-carb, low-carb, and all these different diets. It's really about keeping it in balance. Fruits and vegetables, for the most part, is your number one way to go. And that's what you want to stick with for the most part. Don't want to veer off of that too much. And that's where you want to stick. So that's just a couple of tips. But, you know, again, your gut flora is a key. Fermented vegetables like kimchi, sauerkraut, I mean, those kind of things. But your fermented dairy, too, can be very helpful. So yogurt is great. Of course, if you can do goat's milk yogurt, even better. You know, but again, it's a couple of things along the way to kind of take you to the next level. And that's what you want to look for. So for good overall colon health, you want to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods, plenty of fermented foods, keeping the good, healthy bacteria rich and full in the gut, and all of that can be helpful as well. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. And don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area, are doing the same thing that we're talking about here on the show, and the network is growing every single day. So excited to serve you in the best way possible. Just go to the website, getwellradio.com. Find all the information out there. All right, let's go to Hank. Hank, welcome.
Yes, my challenge is these. For about 2 years now, maybe, I have been getting these real painful yet very small sores in the corners of my mouth, outside. It seems like lately, like every other day, and they'll go away, and then invariably they'll come back again.
If they're coming and going like that, you know, it could be, you know, it depends. It could be herpes simplex 1. That's possible.
So if it's a viral infection, I would just go to your physician and talk to him, find out what it is. Because with the skin, one of the big issues is you always want to have someone look at it. And, I mean, looking at it, describing it over the phone is one thing. Now they're doing things where you can take pictures, send them in digitally. Physicians are doing a lot of different things like that. But I would just get it looked at. And if they need to do any testing or whatever, they can do some simple blood tests, that kind of deal. And that can be kind of a helpful tool. But they'll guide you in that way. And, if it is viral, they can use certain medications to help with that. There's also some natural methods. But I mean, we could chat about that. I would just go get it checked out first, see what it is. Give me a call back on the show. I'd be glad to just let you know what's kind of out there. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You check us out online. Don't forget, you can go to getwellradio.com. Check it out there. But remember, regardless of whatever you're dealing with, you can change. But you have to be willing to. You have to want it. You've got to want to get well more than anything. That's one of the biggest keys I've seen with folks. It's having the desire to want to get well. And it's something that not everybody wants. It's something that everybody thinks they want. But it's not something that everybody wants. And, having that desire to get well, you have to give up some things. To gain, you have to give up. That's true. And if you do that, that's where you'll truly go to the next level. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 42, verse 11. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Where is your hope? That's the question. Because hope is what it's all about. Hope is some of the best medicine that any person could ever have. Hope is what you find in the middle of a surgeon's hand. Hope is what you find in the middle of a bad diagnosis when you have a great physician that can give you a better prognosis. Hope is the remedy. Hope is the prescription. Hope is what we've lost so many times. Hope is the one thing you don't want to lose, that you want to hold on to in the middle of it. And when you do that, you'll find not only the health that you've been looking for and the help that you've been looking for, but you'll find the answers and you'll find the peace. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. 80% of the health challenges that we deal with today are diet and lifestyle related. Go make some better lifestyle changes and watch your health improve and go to the next level so you can be an example for others.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.